This is the second time in 2 days we have had this conversation. We are under a heat dome. Parents, check that back seat. There's a video today of officers breaking into a car to get a dog out that is near dead. And then I think one of the officers adopts the dog. It's very sweet. Aww. And they're like, oh, buddy, we're coming. We're trying to get in. They've got one of those tools trying to get it in. And then we talked this week about murder charges, capital murder charges filed against a mom and a dad. Mm-hmm. Where there were several kids left in a hot car. One of those children died.
There's five of them.
Then we have this headline. Detectives have obtained a search warrant. A dad has been arrested for murder after allegedly leaving a two-year-old in the hot car. It was 109 degrees.
Oh,
okay.
God. Oh, God.
Not only, and this was in Arizona, am I telling you, for your own family and children and neighbors and all of those things, check the back seat of your car. But when you are in a mall parking lot or walking into Home Depot, I'm telling you, Scott, I've become the crazy woman in the summer that checks in the backs of the cars. Just
good.
Walking by.
Good.
I mean, I'm not looking in like I'm scoping to steal something, but I look. Good. I look.
Good. Dana, we have been together for 13 years. There has not been a summer that has gone by where we have not said the exact same thing.
Okay, but are we seeing a tide change here where charges are starting to be filed in these cases? We have not seen that prior to now.
Now, I think murder is a stretch unless you can prove that they deliberately left their child in the backseat of that car. Having said that, I think the days are over where we say, well, the parents suffered enough. They lost their kid.
Okay, let me add a couple of details and you tell me.
Okay.
The police were called to the home just after 4, so this is in the heat of the afternoon in, again, Arizona. The child's mother arrived home to find the daughter unresponsive inside the car that was turned off with no air conditioning. She starts performing CPR. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The father allegedly told police he arrived home with his daughter asleep in the car in her car seat, not wanting to wake her up.
In Phoenix?
He says he left her in the running car with the AC on while he went inside.
No.
Is there something else in our society that, like, is so obvious and we have to be reminded of every single year that, like, it should just be one of the, like, at this point, we've had cars for, like, 100 years. Like, I can't think of anything that is just so obvious and we get reminded of over and over and over again, and we continue to get these stories.
But this case is different in that he made the conscious decision to leave a sleeping child in the car, which, number one, is an enormous hazard when you go in. You're just leaving a child unattended in the driveway. That's ridiculous.
I'm dumb.
I'm going to say there should be charges here.
It would be child neglect or endangerment
if the child had not died and an officer came by and saw there was just an unattended child in a car. You'd go to jail anyway.
If you want to charge the dad with voluntary manslaughter, I'm okay with that. I think murder is a bridge too far.
Surveillance cameras from neighbors show the child was in the car 3 hours. How long does your child nap at age 2?
How about
you're willfully leaving that child unattended for 3 hours, even if you think the AC is on, he should go to jail.
But he should go to jail and he should be charged. But you and I like to play amateur lawyer on this program from time to time.
It's lower than whatever amateur would be, but yes.
Okay. but you know as well as I do, the essence of the crime is intent. Did he intend for his child to die?
Or did the car run out of gas? You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not trying to defend what he did.
Oh, no.
But or somehow did the car, something happened and the car shut off. Now you don't have air. He thinks she's still napping out there.
But be an adult. Be a parent.
Take the child inside.
Wake your kid up.
We've all had a two-year-old. No one wants to do it. But you cannot leave them in the car.
So if the argument is charge him with voluntary manslaughter, not involuntary, voluntary manslaughter, which in many states carries a prison sentence of 5 to 7 years, I'm okay with that. But I think murder might be too much because you have to take into account intent. I don't think he intended, I don't know, but I don't think he intended to, otherwise he wouldn't have left the car on for his child to die. Now, does he suck as a parent? Yes, allegedly. Should he have taken his 2-year-old in the house? Of course. oh, I don't want to be... Quentin, let me answer your question real quick. You had a good question. We've had cars for 100 years. This didn't used to happen. And if it did, we didn't hear about it.
It's rear-facing car seats coupled with cell phones.
So that's exactly what I was going to say. People are so preoccupied with who's trying to text me or call me who isn't near me.
Except, Scott, I'm going to stop right there because we know statistically this tends to happen. Not in this Arizona case. It tends to happen when a routine is changed. And there's a heartbreaking story a couple of months ago, same thing, where the mom calls the dad at work 4 or 5 hours into his workday and says, hey, why didn't we talked about this? Why didn't you drop Charlie off at daycare this morning?
Yeah. Well, because he was.
Because Charlie was still in the car.
Yeah, but how did he forget that his kid was in the back?
Because he's never used to being the one to take her. So we get, there's a word for it, and I don't remember the word, where you get in your car and you're driving to work like you do every morning and you're just on autopilot. Kid falls asleep in the rear-facing car seat in the back, and you're thinking about that meeting coming up. You park, you go inside. That's what you do every day.
But we've heard this said 1,000 times, and even... the folks from what's that organization that you always
Kids in Cars based out of Leawood.
So remember the last time we talked to her, she said if you put your kid in the back seat of the car, this is such a ridiculous first world solution to it, but it would work. Put your cell phone in the back seat of the car because for whatever reason, the one thing in this society that you and I and everybody else will never go... I mean, how many times have you gone out of your house and you're like, where's my phone?
55% of child hot car deaths can be attributed to the kids being unknowingly left in the car. Meaning, you're driving to work, you get out, the mom or the dad is normally the one to take the child, you do that day, you forget, you go inside. 55% are that horrifying outcome where somewhere in the middle of your day, you get a call saying, why isn't so-and-so at daycare?
Yeah.
That's different than this Arizona case where I'm just going to leave my two-year-old outside, turn the air on. 3 hours later, the child is dead. And I do think charges are appropriate.
Do some cars turn off automatically if they idle?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I mean, I've never done it. I've never left my car idling in my driveway for 3 hours.
In general, they say at Kids in Cars, 90% of the incidents studied are great parents. They certainly would never even harm a hair on their child's head.
Yeah. Until it becomes inconvenient to have to be a parent.
The hot car death seat deaths skyrocketed after front seat riding was banned for children.